Dreamscape presents Until Trevor by Aurora Rose Reynolds, narrated by Meg Sylvan and Wayne Mitchell.
Prologue. Trevor. You're really fucking tight, I say, sliding through her wetness, feeling her wrap tight around one finger. How long has it been? I ask her while biting down on her earlobe. Damn, I love the sound she makes.
Never,
she whimpers, raising her hips up to meet my hand. Jolting, awake, I look at the time, saying that it's just after 2 in the morning. This shit is getting ridiculous, I say, scrubbing my hands down my face. Ever since the night I had my hand down Liz's pants, this shit's been plaguing me. The second the word never came out of her gorgeous mouth, everything stopped. I couldn't fuck a virgin, especially one that's as sweet as Liz.
You're awake?
Anna, or Amber, maybe it's Angie, says from the other side of the bed. Yeah, time for you to go, sugar, I say, sitting up and wondering why the fuck I keep doing this to myself. Fucking these other women is like walking with a bottle of salt water through a desert. You know, it might look the same, but it still won't fulfill the need you have.
Can't I stay?
She whines, running her fingers down my back. Nope, I say, standing and pulling up a pair of my gray AE sweats.
So you're just gonna kick me out?
Nope. I'm telling you it's time for you to go. Kicking you out would be bad manners.
When can we meet up again?
She asks, putting back on her tight blue dress, wondering how the hell she slipped out of it so damn fast last night. I'll call you. Just leave your number, I say, walking into the bathroom, knowing by the time I get out, she will be nothing but a memory.
Yo, T,
Cash says, sliding into the booth across from me. I smirk. He uses that word at least 100 times a day.
What are you doing here?
I raise an eyebrow, shoving another piece of French toast into my mouth and answering without speaking.
You're going to Mom and Dad's this weekend? Asher is finally lifting the ban on access to July, so Mom's having a big party,
he says, looking excited. Does he know that Mom's having a party? I ask, thinking that if he doesn't know anything about this, he's going to flip the fuck out. Yep, I've only seen my niece twice, and only held her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?